Cream, Sunshine of Your Love, with one of the most well-known bass lines in the classic rock canon. Jack Bruce, the bass player for Cream and the co-author of that song, was born in Scotland. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. On this show, we are going to listen to the music and musicians from Scotland. Here's another Scottish musician from the 1960s, Donovan.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes I'd find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
That was the original version of Donovan's Catch the Wind. Like Donovan and Jack Bruce, a number of well-known rock and pop musicians were born in Scotland. Some of them include Ian Anderson, the flute player from Jethro Tull, Mark Knopfler, the guitarist from Dire Straits, Pop-Tart Sheena Easton, Annie Lennox, the Eurythmics vocalist, and David Byrne from Talking Heads. Yeah, that David Byrne. He was born in Dumbarton, Scotland. Well, it may be interesting to know that these guys were all born in Scotland. It doesn't really make the case that Scotland is a musically interesting place. After all, Donovan's family moved to the London suburbs when he was 10 years old, and nobody would claim that Cream or Talking Heads are a Scottish band. For the rest of this show, we'll focus on bands that were formed in Scotland. Probably the most popular Scottish band in the United States at the moment is Snow Patrol. Here's the title tune from their 2006 album, Open Your Eyes.
This feels strange and untrue, and I want
last a minute without you. My bones ache, my skin feels cold, and I'm getting so tired and so old. The anger swells in my guts, and I won't feel these slices and cuts. I want so much to open your eyes, 'cause I need you to look into mine. Tell me that you'll open your eyes. 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 Get up, get out, get away from these liars, 'cause they don't get your soul or your fire. Take my hand, not your fingers through mine, and we'll walk from this dark room for the last time. Every minute from this minute now, we can do what we like anywhere. I want so much to open your eyes, 'cause I need you to look into mine. Tell me that you'll open your eyes. 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 Tell me.
Through the 1970s, a number of Scottish bands attained international reputations. Among them were the Average White Band, Nazareth, and the Bay City Rollers. And then in the 1980s, Scottish band Tears for Fears had a worldwide hit with their tune, Don't You Forget About Me. Okay, so some Scottish bands have hit it big over the years. Why should we do a whole show about Scotland? I mean, it's a pretty small country, and not that many people live there. Why aren't we paying attention to one of the musical centers like New York or London or L.A.? This all started when I was listening to a group that I like and noticed that they were from Glasgow, Scotland. The group is Teenage Fan Club, and here's their tune, Neil Young. Around the time I was listening to Teenage Fan Club, I noticed that another group that I liked, the Jesus and Mary Chain, also came out of Glasgow, Scotland during the 1980s. It got me to wondering how this somewhat small city could produce these two very different sounding bands in a relatively brief period of time. Here's Reverence by the Jesus and Mary Chain from their album Honey's Dead. The situation in Glasgow seems to be somewhat atypical. Usually when a city becomes a musical hotbed, it's identified with a particular type of music at a particular point in time. Think about the psychedelic music that came out of San Francisco in the late 1960s, or grunge in Seattle, or hip-hop in the Bronx. But the Jesus and Mary Chain and Teenage Fan Club sound very different, and when you delve into it, you find that these two are just the tip of the iceberg. This is the track Rip It Up from the group Orange Juice, another Glasgow band whose first album was released in the 1980s, and who are coming from a different place than either the Mary Chain or the Fannies.
Something's the
Three bands, three different sounds. Unlike many cities that became the center for a particular style of music, Glasgow seems to have been a center for musical creativity in general. Other Glasgow bands from the 80s include the Soup Dragons, Aztec Camera, and last and definitely not least, Primal Scream, whose terrific album Screamadelica is thought by many to be the greatest dance rock album ever recorded. Here's the opening track from Screamadelica, Moving On Up. Musical creativity in Scotland was not limited to the 1980s, nor was it confined to Glasgow. In the 1990s, other areas of Scotland gave us indie rock from the bands Idlewild and Arab Strap, electronica from Boards of Canada, and a band we've already heard from, Snow Patrol, who formed in Dundee, Scotland in 1994, changed their name to Snow Patrol in 1998, and hit it big in 2004 with the release of their third album, Final Straw. Back in Glasgow, the 90s gave us indie pop from the Delgados, techno house music from Funk Devoid, the twee chamber pop of Bell and Sebastian, Brit pop from the group Travis, post-rock from Mogwai, and glorious sun-drenched California music like the track Revolution in the Summertime from the Cosmic Rough Riders.
Mm-hmm.
In breadth and depth, Scotland in general and Glasgow in particular seem extraordinary. But are they really? What happens if we compare them to places that are about the same size? Glasgow city proper is relatively small with just over 500,000 people. The Glasgow metropolitan area has about 1.7 million people, which is still very small compared to musical centers like London and New York. The metropolitan area of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is about the same size as Glasgow. And Milwaukee seems to be a good comparison case because the state of Wisconsin has about the same population as the country of Scotland, even though Wisconsin is much larger in land area. Looking at music coming out of Milwaukee, we find the 80s group Violent Femmes and the 90s emo band The Promise Ring. Steve Miller was born in Milwaukee, but he didn't achieve recognition until he had moved to Chicago and then on to San Francisco, where he formed the Steve Miller Blues Band in the 1960s. Jerry Harrison of the Talking Heads was also born in Milwaukee, although the Talking Heads has about as much to do with Wisconsin as it has to do with Scotland. Looking outside of Milwaukee, we find Madison's Garbage, whose lead singer, Shirley Manson, was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. Although Wisconsin and Milwaukee have about the same population as Scotland and Glasgow, in terms of musical creativity, it's no contest. There's something going on in Scotland, and whatever it is, it hasn't slowed down in the double aughts. Since 2000, Scotland has produced K.T. Tunstall and the Mull Historical Society and the Fratellis and the Beta Band and the group we're going to listen to now, one of the bands that was mainly responsible for the recent revival of new wave music. From Glasgow, Scotland, Franz Ferdinand doing Take Me Out.
Just a crosshair. I'm just a
All of this music coming out of this little tiny country. Of the 50 states in the USA, 40 of them are bigger than Scotland. And it's not just music. Other Scots that have made important contributions include David Hume, the philosopher whose Enquiry Concerning Human Understanding is one of the clearest and most elegant analyses, criticisms, and defenses of empiricism that's ever been written. Adam Smith, the natural philosopher who wrote Wealth of Nations, which is widely seen as the foundation of the dismal science of economics. Lord Kelvin, probably the most famous physicist in the world in the latter 19th century, until Einstein published his relativity papers in 1905. James Clerk Maxwell, who combined electricity and magnetism into one unified set of equations. James Watt, who improved the steam engine to the point where it served as the basis for the Industrial Revolution. Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. Alexander Fleming, who extracted penicillin from mold so that it could be used as an antibiotic. Robert Burns, the poet. Sir Walter Scott, the author who wrote Ivanhoe and who was widely seen as the founder of the modern historical novel. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Treasure Island, and lots of other good books. J.M. Barrie, who wrote Peter Pan. A.A. Milne, who created Winnie the Pooh. Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote all the Sherlock Holmes stories. It just goes on and on and on. And all this is coming out of a country that is a little bit smaller than South Carolina and a little bit larger than West Virginia. Spooky doings. What is going on in Scotland anyway? I don't have any idea, but whatever it is, I hope they keep it up. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.